even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Thank you for being here. We're looking at realizing our greatness. That's why we're here at the Genius Lab, because that's what we do here at the Genius Lab. I'm Toby Christensen, your self-empowerment trainer. And today we're going to talk about visualization. This particular podcast is based on my program called Move Into the Magic. You can find it at tobychristensen.com. Look at the services and you'll see Move Into the Magic. And basically what it is, it's built on the four pillars of success: motivation, organization, visualization, and execution, M-O-V-E. And when you do this, your life becomes magical because things start to happen that couldn't or wouldn't otherwise happen until you start implementing these particular four elements. And it is really freaking powerful what happens. Today, we're going to talk about visualization. Visualization is lined up with the element of nature, and the element of nature is the element of magic and transformation. So the theme is focus creates your future. And this is an area where a lot of people have general visions or general ideas of what they want to create, but they don't have specific vision and that is laser crystal clear and have the feelings of what they want to have accomplished coordinated with the vision. Like a lot of people, you go, oh, so what do you want? Well, I want to make $250,000 a year and I don't want to work more than 30 hours a week. Okay. And how do you want to feel? And they look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? So the thing is, the way that you feel is everything, really, when you think about it. Like, if you had your $250,000 and you were massively depressed and felt like shit, like, then who cares if you have the money to get all the cool stuff, right? If you've been wanting that 1957 Stratocaster and you finally get it and you just, like, feel humdrum, what's the point? So think about what you want and the feelings that you want to accompany it. So this is a really important thing to link together. And these two things really make visualization a completely different thing. So seeing your desired outcome clearly is absolutely necessary if you're going to achieve it. There's an old saying, many of you have heard the saying, but I bet you don't know who wrote it. Lewis Carroll, who is the author of Alice in Wonderland, wrote this back in the 1800s. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Okay? This is not a new concept. And in contemporary history, you have people like Carl Jung, who created active imagination, which is a visualization process. You have, in the 60s, Maxwell Maltz published the book Psycho-Cybernetics, which is all about mind-body connection and visualizing something happening before it does. He actually found that a lot of Maxwell Maltz was a plastic surgeon. And one of the things that he found was that many of his plastic surgery patients, or people who said, you know, if I had a bigger nose, smaller nose, if I had less bags under my eyes, if I had a cheek or chin that was cheeks or chin that were this particular shape, then I'd be more beautiful and I'd feel better about myself. When actually he started working with them on visualization and core desired feelings, and he one of his jokes is, you know, I lost a lot of business that way, because I literally counseled people out of having plastic surgery. They didn't really need plastic surgery. They needed a change in how they saw themselves. So this is a really big deal. And the shift can happen before you actually manifest the results. So, I mean, this stuff's been going on for 50 or 60 years. And you know, Lewis Carroll was back in the 18-something. It was a long time ago. This has been a big thing for a long time. So what we're tapping into here has a lot of morphic energy. It's got a big morphic field. So think about what it is that you want to create and think about what is the feeling that you're looking for. Danielle Laporte is really big on this. And the thing that I like about her is she said, you know, Nobody that I've ever interviewed wants to have an office window and be an executive vice president so they can work 80 hours a week. Nobody says that. I want to work my ass off, never see my family, never see home, and make a bunch of money, but not be able to enjoy it. Okay? People want the position because they want to feel a certain way. They want to feel important. They want to feel empowered. They want to feel respected. They want to feel seen. They want to feel accomplished. There's a million different feelings. But most of the time, people want a thing because of how it will make them feel. So think about what it is that you want to create. What does it look like? And most importantly, what does it feel like? Okay, so this is really powerful stuff. And if you think about it, I have in my Move Into the Magic program, we talk about the three principles of creation. And the first one is what you focus on, you feed. Okay, so what you visualize and what you continue to think about is what you actually create. So where does your mind go? There's a Chinese saying, Yi Dao Qi Dao, which means where the mind goes, the energy flows. And my Qigong master friend, Francesco Garipoli, was teaching Qigong one time on Kauai, and he mentioned this, and I'm like, oh my God, I love that. And I've really applied it to myself as much as possible. And whenever I start getting fucked up and I start thinking about shit that's not helpful, that's basically detouring me from my desired outcome, I start thinking, Yi Dao Qi Dao, Yi Dao Qi Dao. And where the mind goes, the energy flows. And then I make my mind go where I want the energy to flow. So what do you spend the most time thinking about? Because what you spend the most time thinking about is actually what you're going to create in your life. It's really easy, plain and simple. If you want to achieve your desired outcome, spend most of your time thinking and feeling, okay, on that thing. So that's the first principle of creation. Second, energy attracts like energy. So the stronger you feel something, the more energy you create. So visualizing and attracting that vision starts with authentic feelings. And when you get that, it exponentially fires up your manifesting abilities, okay? Because energy attracts like energy. So you see it clearly, you feel it clearly. You're creating this energetic field that creates this giant magnetic ability to create what it is you want. So what you focus on, you feed is number one. Energy attracts like energy is number two. And the other place to go on this is remember that if you allow your feelings of frustration, defeat, life is not fair, whatever other bullshit enters your mind, if you let that distract you, you will create a morphic field or a magnetic field that also attracts that, and you'll find yourself getting fucked over more and more and more. And if you think about why, you think about because that's what you've been thinking about, okay? This is why fear often draws the thing that you're most afraid of. So principle number two. Principle number three is authenticity is the key to creation. The more authentic your desire, the more fulfilling the outcome will be, okay? If you're trying to do something, if you're doing something to gain respect or admiration of others, the work can sometimes be bittersweet. The more in alignment with your authentic genius it is, the sweeter the accomplishment. In other words, you can't control how other people think of you or feel about you or respond to you. You need to be authentically wanting it for yourself and not, for example, you know, I want to have, crowds of people, giving me accolades and so on and so forth. Basically, you want to feel important. So what is your authentic self? What are you after? It's like the more real you are with who you are, the more power you have to create. Okay. It's this one's kind of funky because yes, you want, like, I want more customers, let's say, or I want more clients. And of course I do. What I really want authentically is I want to make a bigger impact in the world. What I think it looks like right now is having more clients. What it might mean is I get one client that changes the world. You look at a Paul Allen or a Bill Gates, whoever mentored them in programming, made a huge difference in the world with two people. They created Microsoft. So it's not always what you think it is. So what you focus on, you feed. Energy attracts like energy, and authenticity is the key to creation. Think about these things, and what's your most powerful desire? How do you want to feel? Usually where I start is when you get clear on how you want to feel, the journey becomes more satisfying, okay? Because the journey supports the feeling. So it's a really cool way that it works together. You start with your core desired feeling and you move towards that core desired feeling. What does it look like? How does it express itself? The expression of that may not be what you thought it was, but the core desired feeling is really the core to the goal that you have. So the vision might change. You might think that you want to be CEO of a giant corporation when actually you want to be a famous entrepreneur. Okay? Maybe you work on your own. Maybe you're a consultant with a bunch of other big corporations. There's all kinds of ways this thing can twist and turn. I remember talking to a massage therapist, and she wanted to make $90,000 a year, and she didn't want to work more than 20 hours a week, and she was charging $79.95 for her massages. And I'm like, honey, have you done the math? Like, you're incongruent. How much you charge, how much you want to make, and how much you want to work don't add up. So there's a couple things you need to do. Either you need to change your vision, lower the bar on how much you want to make. Two, maybe raise your rates, find a different clientele. And or number three, perhaps add a different service. Okay. So maybe she does workshops with other massage therapists and teaches them some unique techniques. And she's working with 20 or 30 people once a week in a big setting where they're paying, you know, several hundred dollars or a couple hundred bucks a piece. All of a sudden she's making an extra $6,000 or $8,000 a month just on these one day workshops, and life is beautiful. So how it actually looks may change once you get your core desired feeling down. The important thing is once you get your core desired feeling down, it doesn't matter what the external expression of that is, because the feeling is the most important thing. So if you don't get anything out of today other than that, I will say this. Focus and clarity in your visualization will be more satisfying if you think of it through the aspect of what it is you want to feel, rather than just what you think it might look like. And the more clear you are at how you want to feel, the more opportunities will come for you to feel that way. Okay, so think about that, work on that. Every day I write down three core desired feelings that I want to have that day. And it's so interesting because one day I might be doing private sessions with the sound therapy that I do. I might be doing coaching sessions, or I might be getting ready for a group workshop. But if I stay in the vibe of feeling that way, whatever it looks like and however it manifests doesn't matter. What matters is that I feel the way that I want to feel, and at the end of the day, I'm satisfied, okay? The longing goes away, and the satisfaction takes over, and I can bask in the feeling of victory. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you have a fantastic day. Keep looking up.